we want to welcome in our next guest. She is the director of the Volunteer Center at Community Teamwork Incorporated, CTI, and she's joining us in studio, Bridget Quinn. Good morning, Bridget. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, and let me just find out now why the microphone isn't working. Can you just jiggle that wire just a tad? There we go. Oh, now we got you. Now I can hear you. Good morning again, Bridget. Let's try that. Take two.
Right. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is always mine. How long have you been at CTI?
I haven't been there too long, but I've worked with them through my other career ventures as well. So I've been connected with Big Brother, Big Sister and many of their other programs for over 11 years. Mm-hmm. So I have a great love for this particular program of ours, and I'm very happy to be able to be directing it at this time. So we have a lot going on within the agency and within these programs as
well. You certainly do. Tell me a little bit about the Volunteer Center. What does it encompass?
The Volunteer Center encompasses Big Brother, Big Sister, which is a mentoring program for young adults or children up through young adults. We also work with the National Park Service to work with teens and do some different ventures with them. And then we also have three senior citizen programs, which works through Senior Corps, which is connected with AmeriCorps as well. So we do the seniors mm-hmm. on that end.
Talk a little bit about the importance of that, especially in a community here like Lowell and Greater Lowell. How important is it to have these mentoring services available?
They're critical. So I've seen firsthand what a mentor and mentee relationship can really produce. We've had young people come through who have started out as early as 7 years old and have maintained positive and influential relationships with their mentors through adulthood. And it has really changed most of their lives right. for the better. Many young people come to us with really traumatic backgrounds, and they need an outlet, they need some additional support, and these mentors provide that to them, as well as, you know, a lot of fun activities. We also do group activities with all of the bigs and the littles as well, so that gives them a chance to kind of get together and network with each other, but it really can be the turning factor yeah. in a young person's life.
In many cases, there's no family involvement at all, or if there is, it's not a positive influence. I know in a lot of cases, because of broken homes, grandparents are being forced to raise their grandchildren. But that's even that's not ideal, because there's such a big age gap.
Right.
And I would imagine that your mentors are, you know, we're talking teens, or early adulthood, so they're a little closer in age. There's a bond there. That's right. important, right?
We do have a lot of grandparents who are raising, especially in the Greater Lowell area. And, you know, it is very strenuous for them as well, because they're at a point, you know, where they would be hoping to kind of be slowing down and focusing on themselves. But now they're raising young people again, and it can be very stressful for them, which again creates a stressful environment for everyone within the mm-hmm. family. So not only do we provide the match services with getting mentors and mentees together, but we try to provide through CTI's umbrella and the other services that we have available there, full family support. So that has also been a critical component of our programs as well. And where we do have options for seniors to do different activities, that can also open up additional windows to them.
Yeah, and once you get them in and open them up to one of the services such as this, now it's easy to keep them in
and
healthcare, education, whatever else they might be lacking as well, correct?
Exactly. And our center, the entire agency, has so many services surrounding financial literacy, housing, you know, many different areas that really will strengthen a family as a whole and allow them to be self-sufficient and successful.
It's 8:26 here on 980 WCAP. We're chatting with Bridget Quinn, the director of the Volunteer Center at Community Teamwork Incorporated. I know we want to talk about your comedy night,
because
our stand-up comedian Chris Puvel. I'm excited here. But what other types of events do you put on for the kids, or actually let the kids participate in or attend?
We have some camping trips, we have some different group activities, bowling, things like that, that everyone has the opportunity to get together if they'd like to. We also have different dinners around the different holidays and things of that nature. So we try to bring them together, you know, as frequently as we possibly can. Many of the mentors become friendly. So a lot of times they will, you know, get together with other mentors as well and their mentees. So that gives them additional opportunities.
Can I ask how many kids you find are in need of these mentoring services? Are we talking dozens, hundreds, thousands?
We currently have over 50 on our waiting list.
Wow.
So there is a definite need throughout the greater Lowell area that spans well into our, you know, service delivery area of the towns. And it is critical. I mean, we get calls constantly, emails, applications online. I mean, referrals from schools. It's a definite need.
So there's a need for the services. There's a need for the mentors as well, I'm guessing. How does somebody become a mentor? Contact you folks directly,
yes.
CCI, or go through Big Brother, Big Sister?
Either way. So we're connected on the national site. They can find us on there, but they can also find us on our community teamwork site, or just call us, and we will get you set up with that process.
All of which, it's great. All these services you offer and the events that the kids get to participate in, they all cost money, however,
yes,
and that's where fundraising plays a very big role. Enter the comedy night. That's one of my favorite forms of a fundraiser, is a comedy night.
Mine too, because the next one is golf, so I think I need to practice a bit on
my
on
other
that.
Favorite form.
Perfect. So you guys will be joining us for the next couple events. That'll be great. Our comedy event is our spring event, and it usually brings in a ton of fun because we do have a live auction. We have comedians Tony V and a few comedians from Rick Jenkins Comedy Studio that come in and donate their time to us. They just bring so much fun to this situation. It's great. And they also do the live auction. So the whole night is a lot of laughs.
Wait, the comedians do the live auction? Why do I...
Along with our chair of our committee, so...
Why do I envision people getting separated from their wallets? Maybe when they don't want to be.
And that's what we like. No, I'm just kidding.
So where's it taking place?
It is taking place at Lindsay's, 810 Merrimack Ave, out on Route 10, 110 in Dracut.
Great place.
It is fabulous. So we're going to have hors d'oeuvres and raffles and time to just network and, you know, have fun with your friends.
Can people get tickets ahead of time?
That would be the best, so that we have a seat available for you and we know who's coming.
You want to know how much food to put out,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. We want to make sure everyone is fed and having a great time. So you can go online and order those directly on our website, or you can contact us as well, and we can get those to you. But there's many different ways you can get tickets.
Okay, so the event is when again?
It is Thursday, April 6th.
Put that on your calendar, folks. It's going to sneak up on us.
Oh, it's coming fast. And the doors open at 5:45, and the show begins around 6:45, 7 o'clock with the live auction. So we have some great live auction items that are coming in. We have Tween Waters Resort in Florida.
Ooh.
3-day, 2-night stay. And those that have gotten it in the past can't say enough about it. It's beautiful. So if you go online, you can look and see just how fabulous it is. We also, for those who like to stay a little closer to home, have the Trellis House in Ogunquit, Maine, which is also beautiful, but much easier to get to. And we have an Italian dinner for 10, which was a huge hit last year. And we're anticipating an even bigger one this year for it because it was just an absolute great success. Everyone loved it.
Italian dinner for 10, or two people who eat like I do.
You know, whatever works.
Why waste the food on the other 8?
Why
let me eat
just,
it all.
You know.
All right. And the website again to get the tickets?
It is comteam.org. /BBBS.
All right. Bridget Quinn, the director of the Volunteer Center at Community Teamwork Incorporated, thank you for joining us this morning, and thank you for the important work you do out there in the community.
Thank you for having us.